Hi everyone, this is Mariana here. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. Jesus reminds us in John 16 verse 33 that we should not be taken aback by the troubles and tribulations of this world. He urges us, I've told you all this that trusting me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. In this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties, but take heart, I've conquered the world. What trouble or difficulty is leaving you paralyzed or stealing your peace? Our scripture this week comes from James 1 verse 12. Blessed, happy, spiritually prosperous, favored by God is the man who is steadfast under trial and perseveres when tempted. For when he has passed the test and been approved, he will receive the victor's crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love Him. Let us be determined this week to change our perspective about the trials, troubles, or difficulties we experience. Trials, tribulations, or difficult circumstances are not there to leave us paralyzed, depressed, or anxious. Rather, they are there to refine our character and lead us to spiritual maturity. We need to change our perspective from one where these tests derail us and leave us feeling inadequate, worried, or stressed out, to seeing those moments as growth opportunities. Most importantly, these trials teach us to trust our dependently steady, warm, and personal Father God. He wants us to experience fullness of life. He wants us to have peace and joy, regardless of our situation. It's ultimately not about the test, but about what we learn from the experience. It's about leaning into difficult life lessons that will form us and lead us into spiritual wholeness and the ultimate victor's crown, eternal life. Let's be determined to know that we are not alone. Our Lord is waiting on us to ask for His wisdom, guidance, and strength to persevere in all situations. Our Creator knows us best. He will never test us beyond our abilities. But we sometimes need to understand that what we see and think are limited, based on worldly influences. We need true wisdom to know how to cope with the hurdles we encounter during our life's journey. True wisdom and direction from the route ahead are only found at the feet of our Father. We need to spend time with Him. We need to ask Him for knowledge and understanding, for changed perspectives, and for the strength to keep going. Let's be determined to understand that trust and faith are built one step at a time. To mature in our faith is a process. We learn to ask God for His provision, protection, love, and guidance. We learn from each experience and trust a little more the next time we ask. As we continue through this process, we learn more about our Lord, His character, His unfailing love, grace, mercy, kindness, and faithfulness. As we journey through testing circumstances, we are refined and purified. Our character is built and shaped to produce a deeper, stronger, and more steadfast faith in our Heavenly Father. And lastly, let's be determined to not be afraid. When we persevere through trying times, we know for certain that our Lord is in control and that He has a solution long before we even ask. Our hope and trust should be in Him only. Once we understand to fix our eyes on Jesus, we will experience His peace. He has overcome the world and is waiting to reward us with life, life in abundance. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for leading us and for teaching us along life's journey. You are mighty, faithful, powerful, and in control. We praise your holy name. Help us to see difficult situations not as showstoppers, but as growth opportunities. Work on our character, Lord. Give us the strength to persevere through trying times. Help us to learn from each experience and to build our faith step by step. Help us through the process of becoming more mature, whole, and complete in our faith. We look forward to receiving eternal life with you. We love you. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.